Since we are going to, we skipped five, we're done with six, let's go to seven. Straw poll vote, yes, sir. No, that's fine.
All right, well, if it's appropriate here, I guess I'll first say I'm surprised the media's still here. I know they were here just to cover the election of office.
Yes, that's what I think.
Well, first, I'd just like to place a motion on the table to get this kicked off. And the motion is that straw polls shall be held in August 2015.
Sponsored by the Republican Party of Iowa. The chairman shall appoint a committee to work out the details and report back to this body on or before the next state central committee meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, second by Cheryl Wisenhunt. Now, can we repeat that?
Sure can.
Repeat that again for everybody.
Ryan, I've got it written down here, so I'll do it.
Do I get this one right?
You bet. A straw poll shall be held in August 2015, sponsored by the... My goodness. It is a great one, isn't it? I love AC/DC. Okay. A straw poll shall be held in August of 2015, sponsored by the Republican Party of Iowa. The chairman shall appoint a committee to work out the details and report back to this body on or before the next state central committee meeting.
Okay. So that's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Mrs. Davidson.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to report that in the 2nd District, before Christmas, I sent an email to all of our 46 county chairs and co-chairs asking them three questions. Do you think we should have a straw poll in 2015? Why or why not? Should it include a vote? And if we do not have an event called the straw poll, should there be some sort of other event? I did receive a few email responses. So I decided to call all the rest of the county chairs and co-chairs. I have made calls to every county chair and co-chair in the 2nd District, and it has been an overwhelming majority that the chairs and the co-chairs in the 2nd District do want to have a straw poll with a vote conducted.
Okay, that's good information from that district. Other discussion, conversation? Steve Scheffler.
I likewise have gotten input, and I am putting a single individual that is opposed to the straw poll. And I guess as a veteran of working on three different campaigns, straw polls years ago, I'm a big believer in it because it gives all candidates, including candidates that don't have a big name or a lot of money, to get out their message. And especially with a compacted schedule this year that the RNC has put together, if we don't have a straw poll, only those candidates with the most money and the most name ID are going to have any chance to go forward. So I think it's a very good process. And it's a first good look at how, or what Iowans think about. And then last of all, when a candidate is forced to basically get their act together and their organization together, once they get to that straw poll and it's done, and in between that time and the caucuses, then they kind of know what they need to do to kind of strengthen their weak points in their organization. So I think it's a very good process. And again, as a person that represents Iowa Republicans, I think it's something we need to do because it is a good thing for our party.
More discussion.
Chairman.
Judy.
One thing, and I know we've talked about the candidates, but the one thing I think that is so valuable for the straw poll is that it brings Iowans into a political arena. Many times there will be young people that say, I went to the first straw poll and I really now am excited about this. And you know, to move our country forward, we have got to have more informed and active both young people and old people. So I think the straw poll helps us do that. We have a lot of active people in Iowa, but I think this helps start some careers.
John?
Laura Schulte.
I would certainly concur with everything that's been said so far. As someone who has won a couple of presidential caucus campaigns in Iowa, it is indeed an opportunity for candidates that are lesser known with not nearly the financing that some candidates would have, to really have an impact. And it's not an impact just here in Iowa. I think this is a service for the rest of the country. This is really kind of the kickoff to the national election, if you will, and that it serves the purpose of being able, these candidates to be able to get their message out, to get known. And I don't think that can be minimized.
you know, Iowa doesn't tell a country who will be the next president of the United States, but quite often it has served the purpose of saying who probably won't be the next president of the United States. I would also make the point that, you know, the numbers of individuals that, you know, when asked, well, who's going to run, I my response has always been, it might be easier to tell you who's not going to run. And I would just say that, you know, if we don't have this process that truly begins to winnow the herd, if you will, for better or for worse, it has served that purpose. I'd hate to come into caucus night in February of 2016 and have two dozen candidates still in the race. We won't do much for the rest of the country on that night if that's the case. So I cannot say in any stronger words the absolute support I have for this.
Further discussion? Tamara Scott?
Chairman, thank you for the discussion. There's one thing that has come out of this. Simply having the discussion, I think, has re-energized the interest and the enthusiasm in this well-known position for the Republican Party, not just amongst the voters of the Republican Party, but look in this room, amongst the media, amongst people you meet and you talk to. It has engaged, once again, the people in the process. And as Laura said, we need to have a winnowing process by the caucus, but an educational process. And this does start the discussion and allow us to have that discussion amongst the county going for the caucus. If there's one thing that we'd like you to expound upon just ever so slightly, in your travel to D.C., I think you learned some information that might benefit us. We had questions as far as the poll being official or being acceptable, and is there possibility of a debate with that like we have in past years?
You can, on target, I'll get back to you, Chair, some of your updates. In your package, you should have the memo that was addressed to me. This is what you've heard us talking about throughout all this. It was a long process. There was a lot of thought that went into this particular document. When I was in Washington D.C., I actually talked to I guess he would be kind of like John Ryder's assistant, and then I also talked to Reince Priebus. And bottom line of this, when you melt it all down, is having this straw poll does not go against and put us in jeopardy of any of the rules that have been passed in the recent past. And so I guess in some ways, in fact, I noticed even a couple articles frame that as a green light. There was a list, and I think it would behoove us, because they did take some time to go through this, there was a list of concerns. And for most of us, I think, as you look through there, it's in some ways stating the obvious. In some ways, I think what we were doing in some ways, we were educating and reminding our fellow Republicans across the country exactly what the straw poll is and what it is not. And I don't think there was ever meant to be anything demeaning. There was never intended for this to be the national party looking over our shoulder. I think this was taken with a great deal of care. I think it was, this is going to sound odd, but I actually want to publicly say that I appreciate the work that went into this. I appreciate the work that Reince Priebus put into this personally. And I think the document that we have here is a good statement of where the national party is at this time. And in terms of your vote today, hopefully it's alleviated some of the concerns that have been brought up in terms of what a straw poll might do to our First Nation status, and the short answer to that is nothing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for going to
D.C. Thanks. Steve. Oh, I got to catch Cheryl in, Steve, and then I'll come back to you.
I wanted to say I'm in agreement with what was said here, especially what Trudy said about the energizing the Republican Party. I never thought that 36 years ago, sitting in a living room in Ames, Iowa, with, as a co-chairman of the Story County Republicans, when we decided to call this the Cavalcade of Stars and kick this whole thing off, that we'd ever be in a situation like this where I would, 36 years later, be able to sit here and say how much I am in support of the stronghold in the way that we have done in the past. I do believe that we should have it. It energizes people. It brings Iowans in. And everyone's eligible to compete, and everyone can compete. And I just, I think we need to retain it and maintain it, Your Honor.
And Steve.
And I, like Jeff, appreciate John Ryder's work and Brian's previous work on this. But I can tell you, as a member of the Rules Committee, I've sat on the committee, and I think I've always paid attention and been awake and been very deliberative in the process. Never, ever, ever did we have a discussion at any point in time about preventing state parties and or county parties from having a straw poll. That discussion never, ever came up.
Any other discussion before we vote? All right. Do we want to have a motion if we want to have a roll call vote, if there's no motions?
So moved.
Okay, move for a roll call vote. Is there a second? Second by Nystrom. I believe we have to vote on that, on the roll call. All in favor say aye for a roll call vote.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, if the secretary would call, that's how we, maybe that's not how, if the secretary calls off the, okay. We can go. Well, we don't have to necessarily go in alphabetical order. Yeah, just go ahead and start with yourself, Brian, and go ahead and call out the names and
right.
Everybody vote aye or nay.
I vote aye. Brown?
Aye.
Trudy?
Aye.
Sorry, I'm trying to write as fast as I can.
It's okay.
Bill?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Tamara?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Shelley?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Ron?
Aye.
Lawrence?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Judy?
Aye.
And Bob?
Aye.
How many ayes is that, Ryan?
Chairman, the ayes are 16, the noes are 0.
Having heard the vote count at 16 ayes and 0 nays, the motion passes. The Iowa straw poll lives. Yeah. And Jared asked me on the way up, he has a, I don't know, Jared is a rather large pork farmer, and he had a major problems with his water freezing, and he wanted me to tell you that's why he's not here, and he also wanted to make sure to tell you that he would have been a strong eye as well, and I promised him that I would say all of that to all of you. I want to make just a couple more comments about the process, because sometimes I know I was a bit cryptic on things, and I did not do it before the vote because I didn't want to sway or bias the vote. I always saw my role in this as carrying out your wishes, and it became very obvious to me where the majority of you stood, and now we're unanimously where you all stood. I want to reiterate again at the national level the care that went into this from the RNC, and not once did I get the feeling that the RNC was trying to make us do something or the RNC was doing something that was anything but attempting to be helpful and very careful. We have 46 other states that are looking at we four carve-out states. And Iowa's had no stronger advocate than Reince Priebus advocating for our carve-out status. And he also has to have his eye on the ball of what 46 other states are, how they're perceiving us as well. Because in the end, our First in the Nation status, this is one thing that I got out of this, and I knew it intellectually, but it was really pounded in my head through all of this in a very meaningful way, that our First in the Nation status and our carve-out status is dependent upon 46 other states. In some ways, it's out of our hands. So the process that we went through, although frustrating for some in terms of its timing, was very, very important. So if you have a chance to, and I know three of you will have a chance in San Diego to thank Reince Priebus for that. He deserves those thanks. I also want to thank, even though sometimes it was perceived as confrontational, I want to thank Governor Branstad and Congressman King and Senator Grassley for their comments. I think all their comments were helpful. I think they helped to spark the conversation. I think it's wonderful. We have a grassroots event, and our federal politicians care enough, and our governor cares enough to weigh in on this and our First Nation status. And there was nothing questioned their passion and sincerity for our process. So I appreciate all of them doing that. I had a conversation with Governor Branstad. Someone evidently told the governor's office I have a fear of flying, so he called me when I landed. I don't know who that would be. And the one thing that Governor Branstad said, if there's anything I can do to help with candidate, if the committee chooses to have this straw poll, if there's anything I can do to help candidates come to this event, if there's anything that I can do to help make this event great, and as soon as you know the day, let me know, and I'm there. So I want to make sure you understand, even though he had some comments that were skeptical and I think appropriate, I want you to know that as Republicans always do, in the end, he's going to be with us. And I think we ended today exactly where we need to end, right here in the State Central Committee. This is our party event that we do for the people that put us here. And we, in the very end, had the final decision with all this feedback. And that's right where it ends. The other thing I want to thank all of you, because I know many of you were asked and questioned about where you were at. And the comments that I read from all of you, I thought were very appropriate. I thought they were helpful. How all of you handled this from a perspective of somebody that's trying to unify a message and keep the trains moving ahead in a very, very slow, sometimes frustrating process. You folks couldn't have handled it any better. So from that level, looking across, I appreciate that. The other thing is, thanks everybody for not calling this the Ames straw poll. This is the Iowa straw poll. One of the things that our committee is going to have to deal with is where this, and that'll be the first thing. We'll let the committee deal with the where and the if there's any changes, but that's one of the first things that the committee is going to have to deal with for our Iowa straw poll, and that is where we actually hold that straw poll. So, and I think we all labeled it appropriately as we went through there. Those were the comments I wanted to make. I wanted to hold it until after you had your say. Gary.
Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you. We wouldn't be where we're at today without your leadership, including leadership from Chad and employees' hard work here. And I know I heard that from a lot of people, and I just want to express that also. I also know this is not the time necessarily for discussing the straw poll details. We absolutely need to leave that to the committee. But I did want to mention that I do serve on a board of the Central Iowa Expo, who manages the Farm Progress site, which is located in Central Iowa. And I know they would be very interested in making that space available for the straw poll.
I appreciate that, and the committee will pass that information on to the committee. That's not a whole lot. It's not too far down the road. So, and I think there's going to be plenty of options where we can go with that. So we'll move that on to the committee. I have four people that have visited with me, so I'm going to set this committee now. It's a special committee. I believe the bylaws say that I can, with the consent of the State Central Committee, I can set this committee, and it's temporary committee as long as it doesn't last more than a year, and I'm going to anticipate it's not going to last more than August. unless things go bad, then the committee may have to go to hearings and trials and all that. But as long as we all run and just leave the committee to get... No, I'm just kidding. It's kind of heavy environment. We've got to spark things up a little bit. We'll put, I think, automatically, Cody and I would be on that particular committee. And so I've got Steve Scheffler, Trudy Kavanagh, Shelley Adkins, and Jamie Johnson are the people that have talked with me about that. Do we have, I believe if it's the consent, I don't believe we have to have a positive vote. Do we, David?
I would say that you do.
Okay. All right. So that would be the committee I would set along with Cody, the three of us.
I don't make one comment, Mr. Chairman. That's an even number.
committees need to be odd in the sense of the votes.
Oh, we're odd. Have you want me to repeat these names again? No, this is an odd one.
Chairman, I didn't want to go with you. I throw one more person on there just so that you've got 7 feet instead of 6.
Can you read the list again, please?
Cody and Jeff, and then Steve Scheffler, Trudy Kavanaugh, Shelley Adkins, Jamie Johnson. Gary, you were on the original group that went up and had the conversations early on with Iowa State, and you took time out of your schedule, went up there, went through a tour, met with Congressman King on that. I'm just thinking of the people that have actually touched base with me on this issue specifically. I don't like to do this to somebody without talking to them first, but
I'd be willing to. If you know, if somebody that wants to work with me, that's fine, but I'd be more than happy to serve in that role.
Mr. Chair, will that create a potential conflict of interest over venue?
Oh, you are on the...
Well, a conflict can be managed.
You may have to recuse yourself if it's a vote involving the board that you are on.
I totally understand that.
I really, really like the Hawkeyes, so in some ways I might be biased too. But no, don't print that, folks. I'm kidding. See Jennifer Jacobs just writing over there. This
yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Oh, yeah, okay. So with Bill's comment and Gary's agreement, I would amend my list to include Gary Nystrom. It's also up right very close, wherever we had it's right there in the neighborhood. Now the chair would entertain a motion on that temporary committee.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't think we need it because I believe the motion we passed empowered you to appoint the committee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
All right, so I will take your advice under advisement and those will be my appointees. All right. Okay, that'll be the, and hopefully do a lot of trouble. We'll want to move on this quickly. And as usual, Chad will be the one to navigate us through all of this. Any other comments about straw poll? I'm going to, for the committee, ask all of you. I know Judy's got a ton of comments from the 2nd District. I know all of you have had to have had comments from people, ideas. Many of you probably have your own. I think the best way, correct me, committee, if this is not a... the best way to do it, but what I would do is anything you have that's either been given to you or strong opinions on change, or even if it's this is really important that we keep it this way, let's use email, let's send all of this to the committee members, and so they have all that feedback, and I would say give them that feedback sooner than later, because we're going to want to move on this very quickly. I would say the venue, we're talking weeks, we're certainly not talking months. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, could you, in the view of this, could you send out, or the party send out, a list of all of our names and emails in one sheet, and also staff? That would just be helpful to have that in one document.
Yes, we can do that. Along with an apology from Loris for calling you odd.
So I should have made this comment during the straw poll. Just to commend us for the straw poll. 4 years ago, I begged my wife to delay our vacation by a day so we could attend that straw poll. So I, for one, am very excited to continue to have this very good cheerleading and rah-rah event to kick off our campaign season.
All right, seeing no further comments or discussion, why don't we, Chad, this might be a really good time for lunch. Did you get us something good?
I tried, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Why don't we take a let's plan on reconvening at 12:30.